USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats in the House are still trying to pass bills that focus on election security, with President Trump suggesting he'd accept opposition research from foreign entities and the Mueller report confirming Russian interference in the 2016 election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's now up to Congress to act.
There was an assault on our country.
She says the GOP-led Senate has yet to vote on a package of bills, and there's no support from President Trump.
Says it's a hoax. A hoax. President of the United States should be the one taking the lead to look into what happened there, and instead he's saying they could do it again.
Senate leaders rejected some election proposals earlier this year, saying they didn't want to interfere with state-run elections. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 17 points, the NASDAQ down 40, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A reversal in Hong Kong. Chief Executive Carrie Lam.
The government has decided to suspend the legislative amendment exercise. Restart our communication with all sectors of society. Do more explanation work and listen to different views of society.
She says she consulted with superiors in Beijing, then suspended the proposal to allow extraditions to China. Amid violent protests, the bill covered Hong Kong's 7 million residents, as well as Chinese and foreign nationals in the city. A shooting has resulted in one death at a Costco in Corona, California. A gunman opened fire inside the store during an argument. Three people were also wounded.
A white guy with a mohawk, another guy, a lady, and a little kid, and apparently they were having words, and he just pulled his gun out and started shooting.
At least six rounds were fired. The gunman was arrested at the store southeast of Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A seventh American tourist has died while on vacation in the Dominican Republic. The State Department says this one happened just this week and that the woman died a day after her birthday. WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor.
Layla Cox of Staten Island was on a solo birthday trip to the Dominican Republic when she passed away this past Monday. Layla's only son, 25-year-old Will Cox, got the news when the U.S. Embassy in the DR called him to tell him she died of a heart attack.
I do not believe it was of natural causes. I truly believe if she was anywhere else in the world besides the Dominican Republic, she'd be alive right now.
FBI officials say they're investigating the deaths of seemingly healthy Americans who died suddenly in one of two resorts in the last 12 months. One state is ending religious exemptions from vaccinations. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New York's state legislature voting to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations, a measure that was passed by both the Assembly and Senate and was quickly signed into law by the Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes as New York continues to grapple with one of the biggest measles outbreaks in decades. Most of the confirmed cases have been found in Orthodox Jewish communities in New York's Rockland County and Brooklyn. Opponents of the measure protested in Albany ahead of the vote. They're vowing to challenge the new law in court. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.